Good morning. Happy Sunday. Happy Easter. Yay! Welcome to the Kadamba Center. My name is Lama. This is Venerable Kandola. Venerable Katie Law may come, and Venerable Churchill Law is also here. And Geshe-la will be here in a few minutes. If you've never been here before, when Geshe-la arrives, he'll probably come through this door. If you'll please stand out of respect for him and his teachings, then you'll see people prostrating. And you, if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. That's perfectly fine. We'll be saying some prayers in this, the only book that's there, the white prayer book, on the first base sheet. And at the bottom of the first pink sheet. My notebook is gone. My notebook is gone, I think. Oh, well, that's okay. Okay, usually there's no time for the prayer list, so I'm going to just read it. And you can just sit and meditate or relax while I'm reading it. I'll try not to be too loud. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the Sherpas killed at Mount Everest. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Lori Ford, Rachel Cole Madison, Al Smith, Stuart Russell Thomas. Job Search, Jim Kay, Roseanne Barona, James Illick, Greg Weaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja, Sarai, Lindsay Piotti, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tseri, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Barb and Roger Alexander, Russell Allen, Lisa Peransky, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blum, Matthew Bird, Elizabeth Campanow, Florence Constant, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrill, Emily, Paul Foyle, and Nancy Osterhoff, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and family, R.M., Judy Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Monty, J.R. Morang, Audrey Murphy, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Tom Polks, Tom and Jane Cattell, Ronnie, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sants, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Ariana Scott, Rosemary Smith, Andre Smith, Lobsam Topten, Carol Vogel, Don and Greg Weaver and family, Dion Washington, Sandy Wimbush, Carmen the dog, and Dorja and Cadre the pigs. If you have any names you'd like to add, you're welcome to say them now if you like. So if you have cell phones, if you please turn them off or make them mute so you don't disturb the class. We will be streaming, so if Geshe-la asks people for comments or questions, if you please wait to get the handheld microphone, because people are listening on the computer and they want to, you know, be included on the our classroom experience. Geshe-la has asked me to remind everyone to circumambulate our stupa. It has millions of Dharmakaya relics, which is the highest form of relic, and also to spin the prayer wheels on the other side of this wall. Prayer wheel is like the one that's next to the little bunny right there, right, rabbit. Yeah, and that they have many thousands of mantras, mani mantras, almighty payment mantras. So he's asked me to remind people to do that also. It's a great purification practice, especially to circumambulate clockwise around the stupa. It purifies the negative karma to be reborn in the eight lower hells. So we can just sit and try to get our minds ready to receive the teachings. And as Master Gurmei Losan Jetsun Losan Dalek said at one of his visits, since you, no one has forced you to come here since the moment you left home, you have been accumulating merit. So let's start with the first base sheet in the white prayer book. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four measurables in English, and then right below in Tibetan. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta Mahamunaya Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam of the pink sheet, there are two mantras. So let's chant Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7 times.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Are we doing anything special with the
We show? Are. First, we have an announcement from the children's program. Hold it to your mouth like an ice cream cone. Good morning. Sorry. So this is Crickets for a Cause fundraiser. In honor of Lama Zopa Rinpoche's visit, the children's program will be raising money for FPMT's Animal Liberation Fund. You may sponsor one cricket for just $1, and for $5, you'll receive a bag of one cookie. Sorry, the change did. A delicious cookie, sorry. All of the money raised will go to the Animal Liberation Fund, and for each cricket sponsored, there will be part of our own. They will be part of our own animal liberation. Thank you very much. And then we also had a visit from the Easter Bunny. And so as the children go on to their classes, Geshe-la has a little Easter basket treat for all of you.
Good morning. I think this rabbit is very cute. Yeah. Really soft. Long time ago, I was in Switzerland, Europe, Easter day. So in monastery, there's not many chocolate, you know, so they usually like to eat some chocolate. So in Switzerland, there's a lot of chocolate. So when I get there, I couldn't eat chocolate because there are so many of them. Anyway, on Easter day, somebody gave me a rabbit, bunny, made out of chocolate, whole chocolate. It's not solid. So I thought first it's solid. Turns out it's not solid. So then one night, I probably eat two of them, whole rabbit, because it's not solid. So I left the eye. I own left eye there. So the family that I'm living with, there comes, where's the rabbit? So they're kind of amazed. I eat all of them, or two of them, big, quite big. So then they say, why you didn't eat the eye? So I said, it looks real. So that's why I didn't eat the eye. So then they make fun of me all the time. So maybe we'll I brought one book, so maybe we'll do some meditations together. Meditation too, okay. Meditation together. The first meditations I already explained here many times, for you know, this is called 9-round breathing meditations. Okay, 9-round breathing meditation. So easy to do, but there's a lot of benefit of doing this meditation. No? The reason I'm leading now, there'll be another, this all is going to be the meditations related to our breathing, okay, breathing meditation. So there's three of them. So little time that you have, I think it's very good to learn this, you know, type of meditations. So there will be a lot of benefit, okay? So first one called 9-round breathing meditations. So then I'm very much hoping, you know, this 9-round breathing meditation will help you to also get rid of some of the stress that you have. If you think the stress is some form of like negative energy that's caused by, mainly caused by like, imbalanced mind. When I say imbalance, means not flexible. Flexible means uptight with something. Could be job, could be idea, could be something. Less rua means well balanced. Same less rua means well balanced mind. Same less rua. So when the mind gets balanced, so then every thought that comes with energy, believe or not, so that energy is going to be balanced. If the mind is going to be balanced, means less rua, means balance. So then energy is going to be balanced. So then imbalanced mind, how you say, not flexible. Their mind that's not flexible is called imbalance, okay? Less mirua. So that mind then has negative impact on the energy. As I mentioned, every thought that comes with energy, the way they describe the text, every thought rides on the energy. So that energy could get waste, or could, you know, become something useful. When that energy get, the way the energy get waste, when the mind become unbalanced, imbalance. So that energy, we cannot separate. That energy get waste. So when the energy, whether it is useful or wasted, it will go through our channels. So then so many of that, you know, wasted energy, when they get stuck in our channels, so then that cause physical discomfort. So then that contribute mental discomfort. So then it's no good. So this nine down breathing meditation is a technique they use to get rid of those wasted energy or maybe unwanted energy. They talk about unwanted hair. So this is called unwanted energy. How to get rid of that unwanted energy. We could say that also. So this is a technique they use to get rid of from the systems. The system here talking about energy in the channels. Get rid of the channels. The channels, there's 62,000 channels been located in our body because of those channels, energy, we move, we blink, we drink, we know, all of this done by those, you know, energy and the channels, okay? So this is called nine round breathing meditations, you know, so how to get rid of, you know, so I'm very much hoping this will also help, this technique will help you to get rid of certain level of stress, okay? So first what we do, we use our left hand. This meditation been taught thousands of years ago. It's been tested by a great meditator and they produce good results. So if we follow something like that, more likely we'll get some result. So first, left hand, you use your left hand and block your left nostril. Of course, you know, body has to be straight because this is something to do with the breathing and the channels. The body has to be straight. So then, long, slow, inhale. Then, please block the right nostril. Each time you inhale, you count one, okay? So we'll start all over again. So this is one. Then that's two. Then that's three. That's first round. Each round is three. That's first round. Now second round, use your right hand, blow the right nostril, inhale. Long, slow. At the same time, important, the body has to be straight, okay? The second round, 3-3. Each round is 3-3. The second round. Now the third round, not from the mouth, from the both nostrils, not from the mouth, both nostrils. Inhale, begin with inhale, in with exhale. That's called nine round breathing meditation. So there's the same meditation 3 weeks ago. I was at the Elon College. They asked me to come there to teach the kids their meditations, college kids. So this is exactly what I did. You know, I taught them breathing meditation. So no need to say any prayer. You just sit there, comfortable, you know. So meditations, comfortable cushions, comfortable body, comfortable mind. Then you do good meditations. And the mind has to be comfortable. Otherwise, we can't do good meditation. Okay. So this is, you know, sounds very simple. Sounds very simple, but there's a lot of benefit. But that does not mean, oh, this is the only meditation you'll find in Buddhism. That's not true. Buddhism, there's many, many complicated meditation in Buddhism. So there's much more complicated meditation. So this is, I think, according to American lifestyle, I think this meditation suits very well. Very little time. So, but you can, you know, of course you can learn those complicated meditation. I mean, this is very good. You can teach your kids, you know, to do this meditation. Don't need any prayer. So now this is called 9-round breathing meditations. Okay, 9-round breathing meditations. The purpose of this meditation is to get rid of negative energy out of your system. So now the second one, I don't know how to translate in English, but it's called Lung Cham. Lung, you know, literally means wind element, wind or wind element. Lung Cham means has a slow pace, paced, or has a very gentle movement of. Very gentle move, Lung Cham. Lung Cham is, you know, so this meditation has been done right after this 9-round breathing meditations. This meditation has been done right after the 9-round breathing meditations. So let me first explain this. So what you do, you just sit there and analyze your, mind. Is it happy or is it like under a lot of stress? Is unhappy? What kind of state of mind you are experiencing now? Is it neutral? Does it know? This is better than negative. Neutral is better than negative. But it's positive, then that's good to know. You can begin whatever meditation you do, you can begin right away. But you just, how to say, examine your mind, your state of mind right now. You know, right now. If there's too much worry, too much stress, you know, like, so then what you do? Then you do this like Lung Cham means, this name of this meeting is called Lung Cham. Unfortunately, I don't know how to translate that into English. Lung Cham, meaning Lung Cham, Lung, you know, that, you know, the energy is breathing now. Lung Cham means slow paced. Little, that's what little means. So what you do, if you find out that your state of mind is not good, not means not peaceful, not, it's not how to say, relaxed, unstable, you know, discomfort, whatever, like, means a lot of concern, stress, worry, you know. So if you find out your state of mind is like that, then what do? Not from the mouth, from the nose, you just forcefully, simultaneously from both nose. See? Maybe the rabbit will teach how to do it. Maybe like this. One hand up, one hand down. So this is, you know, it's not necessary if your mind is already, you know, experiencing some level of peace. No, it's not necessary. This meditation is not necessary. Second one, if you find out your mind is under a lot of stress, worried, you know, anxiety, unsettled. So then what do you do? That simultaneously. Not just that, you need to think something. It's here. It's already written in this book. I'm just you know, introducing this. This has been written there. So what do you do? Of course, no, we need to sit like still. Then go. So then something, we need to think something here. So what do we need to think? We need to think that, you know, all this, you know, negative state of mind. Whatever it is, related to physical body or related to the mind, whatever that negative it is. So then when you exhale, you know, simultaneously from both nose, forcefully, you need to think, you know, that goes out of your system. Am I making sense? Goes out of your system. So there's something you can do. I can do. Of course, you can do. There's no questions. So that's this meditation. Then you need to think. It's quite amazing what mind can do. You know, there's no limit. You know, so you need to think. So then, slowly, slowly, inhale, slowly, inhale. As a Buddhist, what do you do? When you inhale, you are thinking that you are inhaling all the blessings from the enlightened beings, Bodhisattvas and Buddhas and enlightened beings. So here, positive energy, you know, positive energy possessed by, the obvious one is possessed by four element. Four element. So, you know, energy means nupa, sounds like power, you know, possessed by water, power that possessed by earth, power that possessed by wind, power that possessed by fire, power that possessed by space. So there's no, that's called energy in Tibetan, that's called nupa, means power, or So if you are not familiar with, you know, Buddhist teachings, so then you can just imagine that all the positive energy is out there, you know. So then you just visualize them, through, you are just inhaling them. Okay? Slowly. So then see, as a Buddhist, what do you do? Okay, so maybe I'm, you know, like, not feeling good about myself. I'm not really thinking. I'm thinking something, for example, thinking something negative about myself, you know. So that's, you know, kind of bothering my mind at the moment when I observe. I'm thinking something negative about myself, you know. So no good. So as a Buddhist, what do? You're trying to think about precious human life. No, this life is not something that you think. This life is not bad as you think. You know, it's like this is called precious human life. It's precious. It's far more precious than anything that, you know, exists in the universe. This is, you know, very precious. So then when you exhale, you are thinking to exhale. You are thinking to get rid of this thought, thinking something negative about yourself. And when you inhale, then you are thinking, okay, no, this is precious. Shantideva said, 8th century, Shantideva said, 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said, till 2,500 years ago, Shakyamuni Buddha told us not to think something negative on yourself, not to become hard on yourself. That's wrong thinking. That's what we should not think. What we should not think is something negative on yourself. That's not good, regardless, you know, whether you are Buddhist or not. So what we should think is, you should think something positive. Something positive, you know, something positive is something very precious. So then when you inhale, that's what we're trying to do as a Buddhist. If you are thinking something negative of yourself, then if you are thinking, oh, this is really good, now it feels good, it feels great, you know, so there's, you know, yeah, now I see, you know, why this is so precious, I see that. So then you don't have to exhale. You don't have to exhale. Because you already exhale the kind of mindset that you have at the moment, at this moment, thinking something negative, you know, negative over yourself. So you already get rid of that. So now thinking something precious, something very special. So then you don't need to exhale. You just can. Make sense? So this is the second meditation. This is the second meditation you do. After 9 round breathing meditation, right after that, you observe yourself. If your mind is good, if you are thinking something good, something beautiful, you don't need to do these meditations. If you are thinking something negative, if there's some negative mindset is here, then it's not good, then you can't do good meditation because this obstacle, this no obstacles is here. No. Okay. So then that's called Lung Cham. That's called Lung Cham. So how are you doing? Boring? Well, I think it's important, it's necessary, you know. So I want you to learn. No, no wisdom, no solutions. No. So I want you to learn and I want you to share with, you know, other people. No. And let them do meditations. So this is good things. You are learning something. If you do, you get benefit. No, instead of, you know, hoping that I will do something that you get benefit. That's, you know, no, that's not how it works. No. So this is the second one. The first one is called 9 down breathing meditation. That's for get rid of our negative energy from our, you know, system, means from our channels. Okay? There's 9 down breathing meditations. The second one, the right after that you observe yourself, or am I thinking something good? No. As I mentioned this many times, it is very true. The negative thought, unfortunately, that's the last thing that we need when it comes down to yourself, when it comes to other persons, when you're looking at someone else. If you're thinking something negative, that's not good. Why that's not good? That's mental suffering. Doesn't matter that person is Christian, Buddhist, Islam, white, black, doesn't matter. So long as you're, that's called negative mind. No? Thinking something beautiful. Oh, that person is beautiful. That person deserves all the love. That person is beautiful, nice, you know, all this, something nice. So that's called positive mind. Positive mind is straight. So that's, we need more of that. There will be less health complications. There will be a lot of positive impact. So then, more of these people like that. So our world is going to be better. The community is going to be better. Even though we don't say prayer, but you know, you are thinking something beautiful about me. I'm thinking always, trying to think beautiful about you. So there's no reason why we don't get along. You know. Okay. So then that's called second meditation. If there's something, some kind of mindset bothering you, so then you call Lung Cham. Lung Cham. Lung Cham. So no translations in English. Unless you are going to learn Tibetan how to translate. So then third one is called, then you know, 21 breathing meditations. The breathing meditation we do. 21 breathing meditations. So then you know that one is like exhale from the nose. So 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale, right? Inhale. So this 21 breathing meditation, this is all sake of knowledge. When you explain to someone else, please explain exactly where it's been written in the books thousands of years ago. So at least you feel good about something you are telling, explaining, that already has, you know, been taught, rather than, you know, just you just making it up. So that's no good. So this 21 breathing meditation begin with juice, exhale from nose, then inhale. That's one. Exhale. Inhale. Two. Here. You count here. Exhale. Inhale. Three. Exhale. Inhale. Four. You can do 7, 12, 14, 21. You can do. So this will help. No. So now here. When you're doing this, you are like kind of like concentrating on your breath. In and out. If you are having difficulty, you can say out, in, one. Out, in, two. Out, in, three. You count here. 21, take break. If you become good, count more, little more. 30, 40, 50. Then see if your mind is becoming calm and peaceful. If your mind is becoming calm and peaceful, that's why you concentrate. So that's, I think, important. So a lot of probably you already know, I said this many times, you know, here. Calm mind, peaceful mind, you know. Yeah, everybody talks. We talk, I talk. Everybody reading, you know, calm mind, peaceful mind. Now question is how you do. How you make your mind calm and peaceful. According to ancient teachings, you concentrate. What do you mean concentrate? Concentrate means if you're concentrated here, it can be like, you know, rabbit too. You know, as you look very carefully, and you try to create the mental image of this, what do you call, bunny? Huh? Venerable bunny. Yeah. Could be venerable too. So then, you know, here now you are using your breath. In this case, you know, you watch very carefully, look very carefully. Then you're trying to create mental image of that bunny. What do you call? Bunny. Bunny. So now see, you could see this. You know, you could see short moment. You could see, you know, when you close, you look at that and you close your eye, you could see some image. That's called mental image. But we have different names, but you know, it's complicated the way they translate in English, all the professor, the way they translate in English, that's called meaning generality, something like that. That's, I don't know. So better to call mental image. Huh? So then you concentrate. You are thinking something. In this case, mental image of white bunny, that's what you are thinking. Now you are seeing the whole body. When you're about to lose, then you just, if you just see the one ear looks more interesting. Then your whole job is to make sure that you keep your mind on bunny. If you see just, you know, whole body, that's good. Slowly you're trying losing. If you see just the tip of the nose, kind of pink nose here, so you grab there. So that's called concentration. Okay, that's called concentrations. So that's the Samdhi teachings. That's the, according to ancient teaching, that's the only way you could make your mind calm and peaceful. You concentrate. So now see why you concentrate, because concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's the only method. Sometimes when people they say only method, probably sometimes it's not true. But in this case, I think, what do you think? I think that's quite true. When you concentrate, you know. If you're thinking like 100 different things in one time, can you enjoy your mind, calm mind, peaceful mind? So we have to, you know, examine, you know, what like, if you're thinking something just one, all you're thinking is just white bunny, that's all you're thinking. You know, all you're thinking is white bunny. So then seriously, you learn how to, you know, concentrate. So, okay, this is called 21 breathing meditation. Okay, 21 breathing meditation. What do? You watch your breath out, in. So we'll do this 21 breathing meditation. Okay, one time, then I'll stop. So begin with. First, we did 9-hour breathing meditation. Now we'll do the Lung Cham. So just, you know, observe them like. So then slow, then inhaling all the, you know, like positive energy, blessings. Then just enjoy that. If you are thinking something good, just enjoy that. Okay? So we'll do that Lung Cham. So then after that, we'll do 21 breathing meditation. Okay, normal breathing meditation. Yeah, so Lung Cham. Oh, yeah. So, sorry, it's going to be short. But, you know, just idea. So you can do long at your home. It's just idea, you know? So now, then, would you like to do 21 breathing meditation together? Huh? Would you like to do it together? So, So, you know, eventually, this, you know, 21 breathing meditation sounds quite easy. You know, when I explain, it sounds easy. Yeah, whoever explains sounds easy. But actually doing it right, okay, doing it right. So, we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. 21,000 times a day, we breathe in and out. So, like that. Like that, you know, right now, at the beginning, you know, probably, you know, so probably need some effort because we are not familiar with our breath. Even though we are breathing in and out 21,000, not just one, 21,000 times a day, but we are not aware, you know, how we are breathing. So, with effort, like I say, that's called with effort. But eventually, this is not good. This is not good, you know. In the beginning, I think it's okay, but eventually, it's not good. That's not good. Luke has a shook jazzer. Then, you know, with sound. When there's sound, you hear, that's not good. See, now it's not simple as I explained, but when doing it right, it's kind of complicated. So then it has to be very, very natural. Eventually, it has to be very natural. But the beginning, it's okay. Eventually, it has to be very natural, like we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day, like that, okay? In the beginning, I think it's okay. If you are having difficulty out, you can make it word out in. One, out, in, two, out, in, three. So make sure you keep track. Okay? So we'll do this 21 times. Do you like this meditation? Yeah. So it's not that difficult. It's easy to do. So then, you know, today is Easter. It's true. So this meditation, breathing meditation, you know, is also, you can conjoin this meditation with Tonglen. It's very much like, I think, say like, does it make sense? Like here now, last Friday, what happened? Last Friday? Good Friday, what is this? Can you say something? Good Friday, that Jesus was crucified? So now this is like, arise. For Buddhists, that's not unusual, you know? It's not new. It's not something very like, this is no, this, there's explanation already there. So, so now then saying like, Jesus took all the sufferings. So that one, so, sounds very much like Tonglen practice. Tonglen. Tong means giving, taking practice. There's one is called in Buddhism, called Tonglen. So, giving all your, you know, goodness. Taking this practice begin with oneself, you know, taking your own suffering, like from now, like next week, next month, you take that, then now, say, let's say, if you're having job interview, so that's not going to be easy, so then you know there's no, so you just imitate, you just, you know, bring that now and feel how you feel. So, but taking part begins with oneself. Anyway, so now this Tonglen practice, when you exhale, you're exhaling all the goodness, you know, everything goodness, sending out. Isn't that, you know, beautiful? That's, you know, the core, I think, any major traditions, you know, core Buddhist teaching is to why you hurt someone. There's no reason. No. We should only give them love, compassion to yourself. You just love and, you know, develop compassion. When you look at other persons, you just love them, develop compassion. But easier, you know, said than done, but that's, you know, what the core message, you know. just see pure. You know. But it's not easy, but, you know, that's the goal. That's the goal, you know. Shantideva was saying, how he said, loving kindness, compassion, patience, all these good things, you can develop without help from other sentient beings. There's no way. You know, sometimes they're called very interconnected. Without others, there will be no happiness. There will be no joy. You know, clothes that you are wearing, due to others, you know, the food, everything, you know, everything, look around, everything. Because of others, you know, there will be no clothes, no house, no food, no car, no road, nothing. So that's how we should think. That's what they suggest, that's how you should think. You know, kindness of other sentient beings. You know, loving kindness, compassion. Without others, you can't develop. You can't practice patience if there's no other. You know, you can't practice generosity if there's no other. So that's how they explain. You know, everything is, you know, how is it? Cherishing other is the draw to happiness. So that's the reason. You know, so, how is it? So then Shantideva was, you know, the 8th century, Shantideva says, Simjian Nanda Jawales, you know, Simjian means sentient beings. Jawa means, you know, enlightened beings, you know, all of that. Both of them are equally important for your enlightenment. Not just enlightened beings, they are more important than sentient beings, the enlightened beings are more important than sentient beings when it comes down or your ultimate happiness, what we call enlightenment. So they are equally important when it comes down or your enlightenments. Sintiyananda Javale Sanjay Chudup Javalas, no? That's how you get enlightened. You have to heavily rely on both of them, not just one. Jala Krishna's, and you show respect to the enlightened being. And likewise, why you don't show respect to the sentient beings? And Shanti Deva says, I don't understand that. That's kind of strange. See, I should respect you, you should respect me, we should respect each other, no? Equally. Doesn't matter what you do, what you wear, what you think, what you believe. You know, so that's not what they say. They say just respect, you know, just respect. Or not like, you know, I can only practice patience if that person is Buddhist. There's no two. You know, if that person is Christian, you can still practice patience too. It's not like, you know, like all this so much emphasized in the secondary level of differences. So this is their core message. So now here, you know, they're related to the Easter, you know, like holidays. That's called Tonglen practice, Tonglen. So that's the only I can think of when some people say, oh, Jesus died for us. So what that indicates, you know, like, is a Tonglen practice, that voluntarily, deliberately, not out of guilt, out of joyful thought, you know, deliberately, voluntarily, you take, you know, others' miserable conditions out of compassion, you take, out of loving kindness, you send, you know. That's called Tonglen practice. When you exhale, then you exhale out of loving kindness, you exhale your love, your kindness, your compassion, you exhale for their well being. When you inhale, then you try to inhale out of compassion. And, you know, inhale, there are, you know, like, say, miserable conditions. Because it's not by force, it's not out of guilt, it's out of positive intentions, you know, it will, how to say, develop strength in your heart, you know, in your heart. Okay? So that's just I just want to share that with you. If you are doing this 21 breathing meditation, there's some kind of visualization you can use, then it could become Tonglen practice. Exhaling all out of loving kindness, exhale something good. You know, then when you inhale out of compassion, inhale all the difficulties. So because the motivation is compassion, it's not going to hurt. If the motivation is negative, if it's by force, out of fear, no good. It's out of loving kindness, means the intention is loving kindness and compassion. It's not going to hurt. It's really strength. It will enhance your, how you say, mental capacity. Oh, okay. So with that, then probably I'll stop. So there's only 2 minutes left. So I'm going to say some prayer for your well-being, some mantra. You can just sit there and listen. You know, just simply hearing those mantra, there will be some benefit. Some of them prevent from untimely death, you know, such an accident, suicidal thought, and some of them, you know, for your health benefit. Okay, health benefit. Some of them also just hearing clear the cause to you to, you know, if there's something goes beyond this life, so the more likely they will contribute to that better life. Okay. It will take only 2 minutes. Jidhaya-dhamya-dhava-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-dhimya-dhava-maya-d Sambara bhaja de om sava samanga ramana jana namana gangana samanga de sambara bhaja de mahana bare gore so om dum so om amit ayinda de so nama jama jum de 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 jama no jama yada bhaja de de ko bhaja bhaja de gana jasa na chodo 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 jum de 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 jama no jama yada bhaja de gana jasa ye ko bhaja ma no bhaja de gana jama no jama tini jiva sama to na ti na na sama me ngo sa va to ne chada ma ne chme de de no no bhaja sa ba ko no sama me ge de jo shin ye ko na de Never have a lot of the new, the Kijas and the Mojo. Chazalo, Some of them would die, Shinta, Kitchen, some machine water, Tinja, Mulasa,